It's now 11:37 a.m. on Tuesday, January 28th, 2025. The board has returned from executive session. The meeting is once again being recorded, and we will do a roll call to ensure all board members and staff are present. Dr. Bustillo.
Here.
Dr. Kane.
Present.
Mr. Leone.
Present.
Mr. Greer.
Present.
Mr. Barton.
Present.
Dr. Hike?
Here.
That motion, I apologize. Ms. Crowley?
Here.
Ms. Bryant?
Here.
Ms. Richardson?
Present.
Dr. Sinish?
Here.
And my name is Judy Chepius, and we are also joined by Assistant Attorney General Mark Harris. Dr. King, back to you. Or excuse me, Dr. Bustillo, back to you.
So we're still reviewing, KR and whether or not to open a complaint.
That's true. And there was a motion that was made to open the complaint, but it was not yet seconded.
I will second the motion.
Okay.
Any further discussion?
Mm-mm. Okay. Then it has been moved and seconded to open a case against KR citing the potential violation of ARS 32-2044-10. Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Dr. Hike?
Yes.
That motion passes.
Okay. Now we can move on to item number 10, compact matters review.
I do have a question. I apologize. I don't know if I got what potential violation so I could write down on my notes.
32-2044-10.
Perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And, ladies and gentlemen of the board, I, am going to have to step away here, for probably the remainder of the meeting. But I wanted to let you know. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so let the record show that Mr. Barton has exited the meeting at 11:40. And I guess back to you, Dr. Bustillo.
So we're at agenda item 10, compact matters. Review, consideration, and action on Helena Bustamante, PTA.
All right. Ms. Bustamante is on the call this morning. Helena Bustamante, PTA, renewed her Arizona compact privilege on December 2nd, 2024, without taking the AZ law exam. She was sent a notice of noncompliance and given a 30-day grace period to either successfully pass the exam or terminate her compact privilege. She scheduled her exam for January 4th, 2025, however, did not show up for the exam. The grace period expired without Ms. Bustamante taking the exam and without terminating the compact privilege. She did terminate her Arizona compact privilege on January 15th, 2025. However, this was after the grace period had expired. She has not worked in Arizona as a PTA since renewing her compact privilege. She plans to purchase a new compact privilege in the future if she decides to return to treating in Arizona. And Ms. Bustamante, are you still on the call?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So this matter is for your review.
Well, I feel like since she's terminated her compact privilege, we really don't have jurisdiction any longer over her, and recommend that we send an educational letter to her reminding her of what her responsibilities are when obtaining a compact privilege.
Second. Or is that a motion?
It's a motion.
Okay, second.
Any further discussion?
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to direct staff to send an educational letter to Ms. Bustamante regarding the requirements of licensure and compact privileges as it relates to practice in the state of Arizona. Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. Hike?
Yes.
That motion passes.
Okay, and then we'll go on to old business, review, consideration, and action. Case 2388, David Castillo, PT.
So on or about December 8th, 2023, David Castillo was indicted for sexual abuse, a class 5 felony. On December 14th, 2023, Mr. Castillo entered into an interim consent agreement for the suspension of his license, prohibiting him from practicing physical therapy. The suspension was to remain in effect until Mr. Castillo's criminal matter was resolved and the board took further action. On May 7th, 2024, Mr. Castillo pled guilty and was convicted of violating ARS 13-1404A and 13-1001, attempted sexual abuse of a minor, a class 6 felony. On January 16th, 2025, shortly after Mr. Castillo's incarceration period ended, board staff met with him to discuss next steps. As a result of that meeting, board staff has obtained a signed consent agreement for the voluntary surrender of his license, LPT-007402. The signed consent agreement was provided for your review. The board must now determine whether to accept Mr. Castillo's voluntary surrender or remand the matter to formal hearing. And I do believe Mr. Castillo intended to be here. I'm not sure if he is still on the call or not. Should you have any questions? The matters for the board's review.
I move that we accept the signed consent agreement.
Second.
Any discussion?
It's been moved and seconded to accept the signed consent agreement for voluntary surrender of David Castillo's PT license in case 2388. Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. Hike?
Yes.
That motion passes.
Okay. We are moving on to board business and reports.
All right. So board business and reports. The first thing on the agenda for board business and reports is elections.
Great.
So with that, what I suggest that we do to make it most clear for the record is electing one position at a time. Anybody who's interested can say that they're interested and consent or be nominated by another board member. Either way, the individual nominated, whether nominating themselves or by another board member, has to consent to that. So for the position of president, are there any nominations from the floor for the position of president?
Yes, it's Kelly. I nominate Karen to continue in her role as president.
I second that.
If she should accept that.
I'll consent.
Okay. So Dr. King nominated her. Mr. Leone seconded that. Are there any other nominations for the slate? Hearing none, we can proceed with a vote. We will take Mr. Leone seconding as seconding that motion. Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. Hike?
Yes.
That motion passes. So the next position is for vice president. Are there any nominations from the floor for the position of vice president?
I'm going to move Giovanni Leone for the position of vice president.
Second.
I was about to move Dr. King again.
We can have a runoff election.
Mr. Leone, do you consent to that?
Sure, I do.
Okay. And are there any other nominations from the floor? Okay. Hearing none, it's been moved and seconded to elect Giovanni Leone as vice president for this State Board of Physical Therapy for the 2025 annual board period. Dr. Bustillo.
Yes.
Dr. King.
Yes.
Mr. Leone.
Yes.
Mr. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Barton. Oh, excuse me. Mr. Barton is absent. Dr. Hike.
Yes.
Okay, and I apologize. I failed to note who seconded that one.
Kelly.
Thank you.
Oh, it wasn't me, was it? Was it you, Josh? It doesn't matter.
I do seconded that.
There you go.
Josh did? Okay.
Yeah, Josh did.
Okay. Okay. Next position is the position of secretary. Are there any nominations from the floor for the position of secretary?
I nominate Dr. Hike for position of secretary.
Second.
I think I have to consent, right?
Yes,
you would.
I'd be happy to.
Okay, so it has been moved and seconded to elect Dr. Hike as Secretary of the Board of Physical Therapy for the 2025 period. Dr. Bustillo.
Yes.
Dr. King.
Yes.
Mr. Leone.
Yes.
Mr. Greer.
Yes.
Dr. Hike.
Yes.
That motion passes.
So yay, good team.
Your positions, everybody.
Good team, good team.
Okay, next up are FSBPT delegate and alternate delegate. Responsibilities associated with this position is the Leadership Issues Forum held in Arlington, Virginia, July 19th through 20th of 2025. And the annual educational meeting in Spokane, Washington, October 23rd through 25th of 2025.
I'd like to nominate Josh Greer. He's done such a great job representing us in the past.
I'll second that.
I accept.
And you saved my note-taking from me, Mr. Greer. Okay, so Dr. King nominated and Dr. Bustillo seconded. Was that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so it's been moved and seconded to, I guess I should say, are there any other seeking that position? Any other motions from the floor? Hearing none, it's been moved and seconded to elect Mr. Greer as the FSBPT delegate for 2025. Dr. Bustillo.
Yes.
Dr. King.
Yes.
Mr. Leone.
Yes.
Mr. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Hike, or Dr. Hike.
Yes.
That motion passes. Next is the position for alternate delegate. At this time, the alternate delegate is not attend the LIFE meeting. However, there is an online version that they might attend. However, the annual meeting in Spokane, Washington in October is part of this position. So, are there any nominations from the floor for the position of FSBPT alternate delegate?
I nominate Kelly King for the position of alternate delegate.
Okay. Second.
Dr. King, do you consent?
Yes, of course. You bet.
Okay. Any other nominations from the floor? It's been moved and seconded to elect Dr. Kelly King as the FSBPT alternate delegate for 2025. Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. Hike?
Yes.
That motion passes. Fantastic. We've got our slate.
Yay.
Congratulations to all of those in those new positions. I hope you enjoy them thoroughly. And apparently I'm getting a package. Do you hear myself? Okay, so the next thing on the agenda is 12C1, I believe. Yes, 12C1. So the ADA requests. So as was reported in the December 2024 FSBPT news brief, FSBPT has implemented revised ADA accommodations, policies, and practices. Paradigm, a third-party accommodation request processing company, was used by FSBPT to process accommodation requests. Paradigm also presented trainings to the board during previous board meetings on two occasions. It has since been found by the Department of Justice that Paradigm's applied assessment processes failed to meet ADA requirements. FSBPT has since ended its relationship with Paradigm, and therefore the matter is brought before the board for review and consideration of its own processes. At the time that Paradigm was invited to the board to provide those trainings, it was done so in an effort to maintain consistency with the FSBPT practices. Now that those practices have changed, it is provided to the board again for consideration. So the board's resources were the FSBPT documentation, a news brief from December 2024, as well as an article regarding the settlement, and the U.S. Department of Justice ADA requirements for testing accommodations. So the matter's for your review and consideration.
I move that we go into legal executive session to obtain legal advice.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to enter executive session for legal advice. Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. Hike?
Yes.
Okay, that motion passes. This recording will end at 11:56, and the board will return from executive session after it's completed and will restart the recording.